Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Can't wait for tonight. Gonna wrap things up. Chelsea, I saw the story and wanted to ask you about it. I thought it was interesting. So at first you're gonna be like, oh God, where are you going with this? Coca-Cola is ending its distribution partnership with Dr. Pepper. And you're like, who cares? So because of this partnership, if you go to get a fountain drink, you'll see Coca-Cola and Dr. Pepper together. That is over now. That partnership has ended. So if you go to a fountain drink machine with Coca-Cola, can't get Dr. Pepper. So what is Coke going to do? They are bringing back Mr. Pibb. Do you remember Mr. Pibb? Ended in 2001, then they rebranded it as Pibb Extra. But now they're bringing back Mr. Pibb, and they're adding 30% more caffeine. So when you go to get a Coke or Diet Coke, whatever, and you see Mr. Pibb, it's going to be no joke. If you need a boost, forget about Red Bull. Now it's Mr. Pibb. Have you ever had a Mr. Pibb? How many times have I said
Hell
Mr. Pibb?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I remember Mr. Pibb. Like, now I have, like, a vision of, like, a 1990s birthday party where there's a 2 liter of Mr. Pibb. And there's, like, a big bucket of ice. And, like, you have to pour it yourself. I'm six. Do it anyway. I'm on the phone. Like, that was 90s birthday parties to me. But I feel like when you talk about this, doesn't this sound like something Dan Campbell would drink? Like,
yes.
I feel like this fits him to a T. He's like, Mr. Pibb, that's the official drink of the Detroit Lions. But here's the thing. Like, people who like Dr. Pepper really like Dr. Pepper.
Yes.
I don't know if you've met a Dr. Pepper stand or a Diet Dr. Pepper stand. These people are crazy for Dr. Pepper. So these people going to be mad.
Oh, you have to understand, growing up in Texas, there was a thing, and it doesn't exist anymore. There is a town outside of where I grew up called Dublin, Texas. And Dublin, Texas had a Dr. Pepper plant. This is not a big city, but they were the only plant in the country. They got bought out by, I think, the corporate brand. It was the only plant in the country that made Dr. Pepper with pure cane sugar. So on the can, it would say pure cane. And so people would travel quite literally from all over the state and load up on Dublin Dr. Peppers. And oh my God, if you love Dr. Pepper, it was just Dr. Pepper on crack, because not only was it delicious, instead of any artificial sweeteners, you got pure cane sugar. Was so good.
Well, I'm just not a big, like, soda drinker.
Yeah.
You drink Diet Coke, don't you?
Oh,
I feel like
God.
It's one of those things where, like, you either do it and you do it to the extreme, or you don't do it all. Like, I meet very few people who are like, yeah, I'll have a Diet Coke, like, once a year. Like, you either love it or you don't. Do you believe that it's addictive?
Yeah, kind of. Catherine and I go through Dr. Pepper like it's, or Diet Coke like it's water. I think I told you that
That's
we call Diet Cokes DCs, you know, because it's just a part of our existence. I want a DC. Yeah, I want a DC too. But we forget that that is not what everybody says. And so we were in the airport going to, where are we going? Is it St. Martin? We're going to South Carolina. We're in the airport in a layover. And we're like in a TGI Fridays or something getting breakfast. And so Catherine's like, oh, I want this and this and a couple DCs. And the waitress is like, excuse me? She's like, a couple DCs? I was like, Diet Coke. But we're so just in it, saying it around the house because we drink so much Diet Coke. The cat are just throughout DC's. And I was like, I don't think everybody says that. But yeah, we go through it like it's probably not the healthiest thing.
Yeah, Diet Coke drinkers are also in a cult to themselves.
Yes,
to
we
where
are.
I used to be in this cult, and it would be to the point where if you roll up to a fast food restaurant and they're like, we don't have Diet Coke, is Pepsi product okay? And you're like, no, it's not okay.
No.
It's not the same thing.
It's not.
Figure it out.
It's like, they taste the same. No, they don't, bro. No, they don't. It's not even close.
Pepsi's not terrible. Let me just go on the record and say that.
Yes. Pepsi sucks. I hate Pepsi. I mean, I'll drink it if I have to.
I won't drink it.
You won't? I don't blame you. I respect that, actually. Ugh.
Hmm.
Remember Jolt Cola back in the day, before we get to our bets? Back in the 80s? Mm. This is before your time. Jolt Cola was released in the 80s, and its motto was all the caffeine and twice the sugar. And they just loaded it up. And it had like a lightning bolt on it. Jolt Cola! I was like, yeah, don't worry about being healthy. We're going to jack you up on as much crap as possible. It lasted for a while.
Ah, well, we had Surge when I was growing up.
Oh, yeah,
which I think
Surge
was the same thing, but it was like Mountain Dew type flavor. A lot of people drank Surge. I don't know what they're doing now, but I don't think it was very healthy either.
They are having a dirt nap right now. That's what they're doing.
Mm.
It's time for us to have a Surge of Dubs and hand out our favorite plays of the day.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. I want nothing but winners. What do you got?
Nothing but winners. All right, best bet of the day is going to be a game six of the World Series between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays. And I am banking on a low-scoring affair. So we're going to go with the under 8 for minus 140 tonight, banking on the best pitching matchup we have seen in the World Series thus far. Don't know if you heard this, but Yamamoto last time around went complete game, only giving up 4 hits and 1 earned run. Granted, he's probably not going to throw a third straight complete game, but I do think we get another quality start from him because his stuff has mystified the Blue Jays bats, which is saying a lot because the Blue Jays bats have hit just about everybody else. This is a rematch of the game in which Yamamoto started and Kevin Gausman was the opposing starter there, and that game ended 5-1. So I think we see a similar thing here, and plus, this is an elimination game for the Dodgers. I think Dave Roberts knows that Yamamoto is their meal ticket to a Game 7, and I think he keeps them in there. And I think that, you know, this is the best chance for the Dodgers to slow down the Blue Jays' bats. And then on the other end, Kevin Gausman has not been too shabby himself in that game, 6 2/3 strong, only 4 hits, 3 earned runs. So I think both of these pitchers, even if we don't get a...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From 2 U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
A stellar performance from Yamamoto. Mm-hmm. I think he can still be quality in this one. So I think we see an under game. I think under 8 is the play. In a very tight elimination game, this is usually a thing, elimination game unders, under 8 between the Dodgers and the Blue Jays.
Let's go. I got some Friday night football for you.
Mm.
North Carolina +2.5 at Syracuse. All right, I've come to the other side. We've criticized Bill Belichick a lot on this show, but things have been quiet in Chapel Hill because finally the focus is on football for now. North Carolina is playing much better, and I think this line is wrong because there's this idea that Carolina sucks this year. And look, they have not been great. There's no question about it. But they are improving slowly. Took Virginia to overtime last week, decided to go for 2, didn't convert. That's why they lost that game. The Cavaliers are very talented. Week before that, went out west to Cal, hung with Cal. Meanwhile, look at Syracuse. How is Syracuse laying points in this game? They have lost four straight, and they've been getting crushed. Lost to Duke, 38-3. Lost to SMU, 31-18. Lost to Pitt, 30-13. Lost to Georgia Tech, 41-16. Why in the world are the Orange laying points here? This is when Carolina hangs or gets the outright win. Give me Billy Boy, Bill Belichick, and Carolina plus 2.5 at Syracuse.
Ah, also going to be one of the most popular Halloween costumes. I feel like we see a lot of Jordan Hudson's and Bill Belichick's tonight. All right, back to the betting card for me, and this one's very correlated with the bet that I made my best bet. Going to go Yamamoto over 18.5 outs tonight for the Dodgers. It's minus 150, but they don't give you alt lines, so like this is the line that you have to play. Here's the thing. Dave Roberts knows that Yamamoto is probably the Dodgers' most trusted arm in the entire rotation, and especially more than most of the arms in the bullpen. So why would you take him out after six innings? I think he goes at least seven here. Even if he gives up a couple runs, this is about trust. And this is the final game of the World Series if the Dodgers do not win. And again, he already went complete game, only giving up one run and four hits to the Blue Jays last time around. So even if he's not great, I think he's at least good in this one and last over 18.5 outs. Next up, going to go the NFL, Patrick Mahomes, 25-plus rush yards against the Bills. That's minus 146. I like this because Patrick Mahomes has really shown a liking towards running the ball more this year. He has hit this number in four straight and six of eight games this year, and plus went for 43 rush yards in last year's AFC Championship game against the Bills, who also have been susceptible to quarterbacks who run the football. Now, granted, Lamar Jackson is probably in a tier above Patrick Mahomes when it comes to rushing, but Lamar ran for 70 rush yards against Buffalo earlier this season. This is a big game. I know it's not a primetime matchup, but still the biggest game of the week. I think Patrick Mahomes goes for it with his feet. 25-plus rush yards is minus 147.
All right. That's what I'm talking about. Now, that is a card. I am with you on the Blue Jays and Dodgers. I'll make this quick, but I want to say this. Yoshi Yamamoto has been lights out. I don't know if he can replicate the performance that we've seen in two previous postseason games, but even if he allows a run or two, we should be able to hit the under in the first five. Also, Kevin Gausman in his last five playoff appearances, an ERA under three. As we know, it is going to be all hands on deck because it's win or go home for the Dodgers. These big games tend to be lower scoring anyway, so we're going first five under four, minus 140. All right, before we let you go and hand you off to bed sweats, let's bring in the doctor.
I was reading that Dr. Pepper story, and it's crazy. There's more than 40 Dr. Pepper knockoffs. Dr. Thunder, Dr. Bob, Dr. Wham, Dr. Dynamite, Dr. B.
Okay, all right.
What about Dr. Berkey?
Okay.
Ooh.
That's enough.
There's even a Dr. Nut.
Okay.
Oh, no.
That's... Careful. You have a bet.
I do. Dodgers. Money line at the Blue Jays.
Okay. Just in time. And he got in Blue Jays. Perfect for Halloween, Chelsea.
Nailed the pun. Like father, like son. But I'm a little disappointed that we'd get no Halloween costume from the doctor.
I know.
Maybe it's later tonight.
Well, yes, probably so. That's going to do it for this edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For Chelsea Messenger, D-Day, Denton Day, David Double D Dykstra, Mike Brown, and the Donkster, I'm Michael Jenkins. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Friday and have a great weekend. Happy Halloween.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.